Colorado Springs is struggling to manage the large number of deer living within city limits. Frank McGee is the area wildlife manager for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. He's also a member of the city's Urban Deer Task Force. He says several ideas are on the table. Although residents are divided about one proven method of reducing the population, culling. As McGee told 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman, the health of the herd needs to be considered because disease spreads easily in dense populations of deer.
I think the other part of it that they need to seriously think about and consider, you know, they don't want the deer to die. Well, the deer are dying, but right now they're dying on the side of the road after getting hit by a car. And so the question is that honestly more humane than having somebody hunt those animals or trap and euthanize them or cull them or whatever else you pick?
And so the deer getting hit, is that kind of what prompted the city to want to do something? Or?
Yeah, so I think city staff, city council, and my agency, Parks and Wildlife, have received a number of calls and complaints and concerns from citizens living in town here. And probably I would say most of those complaints fall into two different categories, either property damage or human health and safety. So property damage can look like, you know, landscaping, gardens, plants, things like that. And then the human health and safety, the biggest concern that we hear about is vehicles and vehicle collisions. So the city has recently started kind of keeping track of these sorts of things with respect to animals that they're picking up off of city streets. City Streets Department is picking up roughly one deer every day here in town. A deer a day is still probably a very conservative number as far as how many are actually being struck in town.
You mentioned hunting, and I know that came up as an idea here in Colorado Springs, but there's been quite a bit of pushback from residents. That came up at this most recent meeting as well, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What are people's concerns?
Well, so most of the concerns I think that you hear about or that are expressed with respect to hunting in town is that they feel that it's not going to be safe or that they feel that it's not going to be humane. And I think both of those things are just kind of a misunderstanding about what the issue really is. You know, I think there's been kind of honestly some fear-mongering going on that we're going to have people wandering the city streets shooting deer in your front yard or in your backyard, and that's never been contemplated. There are a lot of communities, particularly in the eastern United States, that have regulated urban hunts and, you know, have had no issues with respect to safety.
If the culling route is chosen by the city, mm-hmm. how many deer a year would it have to be? How long would that have to continue?
Well, so I think it's important to note that deer reproduce every year. So whether you choose to do culling or try some kind of experimental birth control or something like that, you have to do that pretty well indefinitely. You know, one of the things that we've learned locally on the Air Force Academy, you know, we've done what in many respects is an urban deer hunt on the Air Force Academy for decades now. And before they instituted that program, you know, we were having something like 175 deer hit a year just on the Air Force Academy. And they used hunting to reduce the population. And initially, they were harvesting a lot of animals because they were in a mode of trying to reduce the population and the density on the academy. Now they harvest very few animals every year, so they're more in the maintenance mode. But collisions on the Air Force Academy are very low now, usually less than 10 animals a year. So again, culling, if the city decides to try and do culling, it would be very expensive initially because they would have to remove a very large number of animals, somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 animals a year.
And is that an outside group comes in and is hired potentially?
Potentially. Again, different communities have done this in different ways. Some communities have hired private firms to do that work. Some communities have utilized their police agencies to do that work.
I know the city has considered PSAs or public service announcements, asking people to not feed the wildlife. How effective do you think that would be?
I think having people not feed wildlife is going to be an important aspect of addressing these concerns, irrespective of anything else that is or isn't done. We have a problem with folks in town feeding deer illegally. It is illegal to feed deer in Colorado. I think a lot of people that do feed deer are doing it because they feel like that's the best thing for those animals and that those animals need their help and things like that, but it's really not true. And in fact, you know, it can have the opposite effect.
What happens if we do nothing? If things just stay the way they are now?
I think if you do nothing, you're going to continue to see a number of deer in town, and we're going to continue to get complaints, and we're going to continue to have accidents. And I think, you know, you're going to continue to see those areas where we have dense populations of deer spread. And so then if you decide to do something later, it's going to be more and more difficult or expensive to do it because it'll have become worse in some respects.
That was 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman speaking with Frank McGee from the Department of Parks and Wildlife. The city is looking into creating a plan to help manage the deer. In the meantime, officials are working on a wildlife feeding ordinance to address illegal feeding of wildlife within the city.